Blog Talk Radio.
I'm not afraid to die.
Cam, you know I want to go. Live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Mr. Frank Williams. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in to the show. The call-in number to the show is 818-301-5834. That's 818-301-5834. Lock that number in for your daily listening, okay? Your daily listening. And again, you're listening live to the Frank Williams Show. Hey, guys, today's show is brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. But whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Hey, thanks, guys, for tuning in. Welcome to the show. Those who are listening via my show page, thank you, guys, for listening in to the show. And those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you, guys, for tuning in to the show as well. Now, today was a cold day. I don't know what to say. It was a cold day. Let's see how cold it was today. Today it was, or right now, let's see. I can't find it right now. Oh, okay. Today, right now, is a balmy 50 degrees. Tomorrow is gonna get down to 30 tonight, so it's gonna be below freezing tonight. And tomorrow, our high is gonna be 61. Now, Saturday and Sunday is gonna be nice, and Monday is gonna be nice. So Saturday and Sunday is gonna be 63 and 64 degrees for a high, and the lows are gonna be right at freezing, 32 to 34 degrees, okay? 32 to 34 degrees. So, that, you know, that's not too bad as far as the highs, though. But, yeah, after having some 70-degree weather, going down to 50 in the 30s tonight, it's going to be cold, okay? It's going to be cold. Anyway, 818-301-5834 is the number to the show. Again, thank you guys for tuning in. Now, today's word of the day is allege. Allege. A-L-L-E-G-E. Allege. Allege is a verb. An allege means to assert without proof or before proving. To bring forward as a reason or excuse. Allege. So, it's all the time, he's the alleged killer, okay? He's the alleged killer. So, you don't know if he's the killer. You don't have proof that he's the killer. And before you've proven that he's the killer, you have to say alleged. He's the alleged killer, okay? Alleged. That's a great word to put in your vocabulary. Okay? Allege. It's a great word to put in your vocabulary. All right? And let's see. I guess I'm going to go ahead and get into today's episode, and which is, why don't government officials have to take drug tests? And let me say this before I get into this, because I really don't know. Okay. I don't know if they do take some type of drug test or if they don't. But I'm leaning to the side of they don't have to take a drug test. Okay, some of these public officials and stuff that are voted in the office, okay, these senators and these congressmen that are voted in the office don't have to take drug tests. Okay? And so let's do this. Let's do this. Why don't I Google it? Why don't I find out? Do senators take drug tests? Do senators have to take drug tests? Okay? Okay. Now, this one says, are senators and congresspeople subject to random drug testing? What do you feel about this? So, no member of any of the three branches of government is subject to drug or alcohol testing. All should be, but none are. That's it right there. And what I'm saying is that why not? Okay? They have really high-ranking jobs. They make critical decisions. They make laws. They run the country. Why don't they have to take a drug test? Do you want a drug addict, senator, congressman, or whatever, up in Washington making decisions, making skewed decisions because they are on drugs? I don't. Okay? So why don't they have to take drug tests? You know, they're making laws saying that it's okay to drug test your employees. And supposedly, they are our employees. Okay? They are our employees. We pay their salaries. Right? The public pays these government officials salaries. We pay their salaries through our taxes every paycheck. We pay their salaries. So why can't we demand that they have to take drug tests, or they have to take random drug tests? Now, they make laws saying that we have to take drug tests, or that the employers are subject or okay with giving employees drug tests. Okay? And nowadays, that's about the only way that you can get a job. Once you apply for that job, they call you and say, "Hey Frank, we want you to come in and take a drug test, and we want to offer you this job based on you passing the drug test." Okay, I go in, I take the drug test, I pass. Okay, no drugs in my system. The senators, congressmen, public officials, they don't have to do that. They go in and we pay them, and they may be in Washington on drugs, and we don't know it. They may be making laws and making decisions high on drugs, and we don't know it. I say we should somehow have these guys take drug tests, and if they come up positive, kick their asses out. Right? Kick them out of Congress. Kick them out of the Senate. Now, one Republican senator, Rich McConnell, now, he was his family. He's married into a family. He married into a family. His wife's family owns a shipping company. Okay? They ship stuff across the water. And they were, the last time they caught, you know, customs caught these guys with like 90 pounds of cocaine on their barge, on their ship. Okay? His wife's family's business been bringing cocaine across the water, and they got caught. Now, who's to say that Rich McConnell is not doing cocaine? Who's to say that? That he's not doing cocaine? And so if that's the case, why isn't he subject to drug testing? Why aren't they all subject to drug testing? Why aren't they all subject to drug testing? I don't know. I think they should be. But they're making laws saying that we have to drug test. I mean, Joe minimum wage has to be free of drugs, no drugs in his system, before he can get a minimum wage job. But a senator make probably millions of dollars a year don't have to be subject to drug testing. They can do all the drugs they want and still keep their job. Something's not right. If you're gonna get a paycheck and get taxes taken out of you, if you don't own your own business, then you should have to take a drug screen. You should have to take a drug test. And so I don't know. You know, I don't know if that's the case. I think that drug tests should be across the board for everyone. Okay? And if not, then no one should have to take a drug test. Now these guys in the NFL, you know, so many of these guys are on prescription pills and stuff like that, that the NFL has said, what we're going to do in order to try to keep these guys off all these different kind of drugs and prescription pills, if you have, the standard used to be this low as far as the amount of marijuana you can have in your system. Okay? And now they're going to push the standard up to this, where you'll be able to have that much more in your system and still be able, and before you'll be suspended. Okay? So the NFL is pushing their standards up the scale. Or maybe you can say the NFL is lowering their standards. But I say they're pushing the standards up because, hey, if you got guys who are on prescription drugs because of pain or tolerance and things like that, when they could be using marijuana, medical marijuana, to instead of the prescription drugs, instead of getting addicted to some type of prescription drug. You know, marijuana, the research on marijuana has never been something that causes disease or anything like that. It's from the earth. So they're going to move the thing up where you can have more marijuana in your system when you get tested and not be suspended if you don't have more than what they pushed it up to. And you say, Frank, you're gonna make things, you know, these guys out there, they're gonna be out there high. Well, hey, I don't know. I don't know if they're gonna be out there high. You don't know if they're gonna be out there high. They may get high after the game. Who knows? But this is what's happening in the NFL. And I believe that as time goes on, Georgia has become a state where marijuana is legal. And a lot of states are going to become states where marijuana is legal. If not the entire United States, maybe not in my lifetime, but some of you guys out there, maybe in your lifetime, the entire United States will be marijuana legal. You can walk the streets smoking marijuana. Okay? But I do think that, and I'm kind of off track, I do think that these government officials should be held accountable and be made to take drug tests. I think they should. I mean, I don't think there should be any way around it. I think it should be mandatory for these guys to take drug tests. And, you know, that's the way it should be. If we have to take drug tests in order to keep our jobs, they should have to take drug tests in order to keep their jobs. And if you test positive, hey, you're going to be booted out. You're going to have to find you another way to make a living. And because of that, then I think things would be done differently in Washington. I always said that if I came upon a lot of money where I could drop a couple of million dollars into a campaign, I'd run for some type of office, some kind of official office, where I can make some changes, where I can be some good to some people, where I can make some changes to help a lot of people. President Obama made changes and he's helped a lot of people. When you turn and look at where gas prices are right now, the lowest they've been in 10 to 15 years. And no one's talking about it because it was his thing. No one's talking about it because it was Obama's thing, lowering the gas prices. Let's stop giving these guys across the water our money for oil. when we have oil here. Let's boost up production here and let's make it happen and stop paying so much money to ship this oil across the water. So because of that, oil prices, gas prices have gone down. And then there's job opportunities there. Lots of job opportunities. So we are employing more people because of the gas. And we're helping more people because of the gas. It's saving money on gas. I know I am. I'm saving money like crazy on gas. Okay, instead of my family spending $800-$900 a month on gas, now we're spending $500-$600 a month on gas. The whole family. See? So I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful for that. And that's the way I want it to be for a long time. But Obama's only got another year or two in office. 2016 November, we'll be bringing in a new president. Who knows who it's going to be? Right? Who knows who it's going to be? Hey, guys, I'm out of time. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show today. Hey, take care of yourselves. Have a great day tomorrow. Have a great evening tonight, a great day tomorrow, and have a tremendous weekend. Join the show tomorrow for Free Fall Friday, where you can call in and talk about whatever you like. Hey, it's Frank. I'm over, and I'm out. Take care.
But how can I be when I have nobody? The youth I care of doesn't make it better knowing that we won't be together. A silent night, I know it's gonna be joy. Submission.